This is a special edition of Soul Food on KUUT. Have you said yes? Have you surrendered? Have you accepted Yeshua as your Savior? Have you asked Yeshua to come into your heart, to take over your life, to be the King of your life? Have you surrendered to the will of the Holy Spirit? Will you say yes to Father Yahuwah? Will you begin to worship Him, fall on your face 7 days a week? The first thing you do in the morning, every day, you know, His scriptures in the book of Meshle tells us a diligent man will receive many blessings. Meshle is the book you call Proverbs, and that's not the name of that book. Will you say yes and begin to honor and to keep the Sabbath from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday? Will you say yes and not do anything of your own pleasure on the Sabbath? Will you say yes and let not any fire kindle within your dwellings on the Sabbath? Will you read, teach, preach, and study from the Hebrew translation of the Holy Torah only from the Masoretic text? Will you say yes to all those things I just asked you? Will you stop celebrating man's holidays and begin to honor the feast that Father Yahuwah has commanded us to keep for generations to come? Will you say yes? Will you acknowledge that He is Yahuwah? As He said Himself 208 times in the Torah, which was left untranslated, I am Yahuwah. When you minister and share the word with people, will you say in the name of Yeshua? Will you say yes to all these questions? Will you begin to wear a cord of blue on the four corners of your garments, as we are commanded to do so in the Torah? Will you say yes? These are commandments. That's the topic for today's soul food and our teaching on the Sabbath. Will you say yes to Father Yahuwah? Yeah. Will you no longer call our Heavenly Father by those names we used to call Him? You know those names. Will you surrender and say yes? Will you change the way you think so it can change the way you speak? And that's simply done by getting in the Word. You know, Yeshua tells us, if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. Here's another question. Will you let Father Yahuwah enlighten you? Will you let Him show you counsel? Will you let Him show you the way to go? Because His eye is on you. Will you no longer seek man's counsel, your husband's counsel, your wife's counsel, your job's counsel, your friend's counsel, and seek Father Yahuwah counsel? Here's another question. Will you surrender and say yes to changing the way you eat? Will you stop eating dead flesh, consuming the blood of animals, even though the food is cooked. Just in case you didn't know, that blood is cooked in that food, so you're still eating the blood. And we are commanded, we shall not eat the blood of animals. Will you stop consuming animal products? Milk, cheese, butter, yogurt. Stop eating processed sugar. And especially the flesh of animals. See, because it is that flesh that you consume that tastes so good. Once it sets in your body, it becomes decay. And what's dead begins to attack that which is alive, which means your tissues, your veins, your arteries, your muscles, your eyes, your ears, your groin, your uterus, your vagina, your toes, your bones, your teeth, your hair, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys. That's right. When something dead is planted into something that's alive, that dead begins to attack that which is alive. Will you surrender and say yes to all these things? If you do, you will see the word has conformed you. You will see the changes in your life. Others will see the change in your life, all because you said yes. Because you surrendered. Will you stop giving your tithes to the churches? For your tithe is for the people. Will you begin to give to the people that are in need? And people are in need every day on the streets all around you. From Beverly Hills to Soweto, to the ghettos of San Bernardino, to the ghetto in the state and city in which you live. See, because when you give and you help the people, all your tithes will come back to you. You will see the blessings. Today's topic, unsoulful, add on our Sabbath teaching, is will you say yes? When you go and you minister to the people, when you invoke, when you say, Father Yehoiah. You see, Father Yehoiah revealed himself to Abraham, yes, check, and Yaakov, you call him Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is not their names, as a yeah. But he told Moshe, who you call Moses, and Moses is not his name, I did not reveal myself to them as Yehoiah. And now that you know his name is Yehoah, will you say yes and tell people about his untranslated, untaught name that he said himself 208 times, which can be verified in the Hebrew writing? If you just learn how to read Hebrew, you can count for yourselves that his name is Yehoah. Will you say yes? Will you surrender to the Holy Spirit? Will you allow the Holy Spirit to show you the things to come? When you put yourself back in the protection of our Heavenly Father's, where the angel are encamped around and about you, where they will bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. Will you say yes? Will you continue? In today's time, during this coronavirus, it's a plague, people. It's not a virus, it's a plague. And there are more to come. Will you surrender to the Holy Spirit? Will you surrender to Father Yehoiah? So therefore, as it tells us in the book of Tehillim, chapter 91, that no plague shall not come nigh thy tent. See, if you say yes to all those things I just said to you and gave you scriptures with it, which no man, no flesh and blood on the face of this earth can refute, they can't argue. They can't even deny it. Will you say yes? If you say yes, Father Yehoiah tells us in the book of Meshle, you call that Proverbs, and that's not the name of that book. And I believe it's in chapter 8. He says, I will endow those who love me with substance. I will fill their treasuries. See, if you say yes to just those basics of what I just asked you, you will be a diligent man or woman, and you will receive many blessings. Only if you say yes and be consistent with it. See, the word will change you. The word will change the way you think. The word will change the way you speak. The word will change the way you handle your business affairs, your affairs in your marriage, your family affairs with your children, how you handle your finances. All because you said yes. And the word yes in Hebrew is chen. That's spelled C-H-E-N, chen. All you have to do is just say yes. So as we wind it down on today's special edition of Soul Food, and also this sermon for our Sabbath teaching, will you say yes? If you have not received Yeshua, I did not say Jesus, because you are not, we are not, no one is ever saved by the name of Jesus. If you have not received Yeshua, the Son of Father Yahuwah Eyeh, who was sent down to this earth, who gave up his life on Calvary for your, for mine, for our salvation, who was hung on a tree. If you're ready to make Yeshua the King, the Savior of your life, I want you to repeat these words after me. Shelei Ame, I just said my people, in Hebrew, et lach shenot. Word for word, that's Hebrew, et lach shenot, meaning it's time to change. Will you now say yes? So if you're ready to receive Yeshua as your Savior, repeat this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, Yehovah, Eyeh, the creator of heaven and earth. I acknowledge that you are Yehovah Eyeh, as you revealed yourself to Moshe and to the children of Yisrael. I acknowledge that Yeshua, your son, is our Savior, who died on the tree for our salvation. Father Yehovah Eyeh, in the name of Yeshua, I repent of all my sins. Knowingly and unknowingly, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins, even the things I don't remember. I ask you, Yeshua, come into my heart. Take over my life. I make you the King of my life. I acknowledge that you are my Savior. I believe and I know that Father Yahweh, you have raised Yeshua from the dead. So from this day, this very point, please come into my heart, Yeshua. Give me a new heart, Father Yahweh, and a new spirit, that I may serve you from this day forth, that I may do your will. I thank you that I am now your son. I am now your daughter, according to the scriptures, because I have now received Yeshua as my Savior and my King. And I thank you that I am now your son. I am now your daughter. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah. If you just repeated that prayer after me without a shadow of a doubt, now you are saved according to the name that was written that Father Yahweh told Yosef, who you call Joseph, the husband of Miriam, who you call Mary, through the angels, what to call our Savior. His name is Yeshua, not Yeshua, because Yeshua was a Levite, and that's what the Jews teach, and it's wrong. Jesus is a made-up name, and it's wrong. Will you now say yes? Because you have received Yeshua as your Savior and your King. Watch your life change. Watch the world conform you. Watch your health begin to increase. As you walk in the word and the word conforms you, you will no longer be cursed. Because if we are not saying yes, and we continually willfully live in disobedience, if that is you, and you chose to live that way, you are under the curse. The curse is that it speaks about in the book of Devarim, you call Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Read as soon as you can. That concludes today's special edition on soul food and our Sabbath service. Will you say yes? Have you now said yes, Father Yahweh? In the name of Yeshua, I acknowledge that you are the creator of heaven and earth. You are my heavenly Father. Yeshua, you are my King. You are my Savior. And I allow myself to be led by the Holy Spirit who you sent to us, Yeshua, who is our helper, who leads us into all truth. This day, Todah Av, and you just said, thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you for joining us today on this special edition of Soul Food and the Sabbath service. We pray that you were edified, encouraged, and inspired by that in which we have spoken. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the Shabbat. And as we say here at White Hawk Fab, your horse house of prayer for all people, on the Sabbath, we say Sameka Shabbat, which means happy Sabbath. If you're listening to this on the Sabbath, anytime throughout the course of the day, this broadcast will repeat itself for quite some time. All you have to do is kasaf. And kasaf means to surrender to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, Yeshua, our Savior, and give way to the Holy Spirit so He can lead you into all truth, so He can show you the things to come, so He can remind you of all of what Yeshua has said unto you.
KUUT, telling it like it is.